9:05, welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show on News Talk 790 KFYO, an open line Friday. I am your host, my name, Chad Hasty. Thank you for tuning in. Glad to be with you again here on the radio, the first voice you hear from when you dial in to today's program. That's Ariel Walden on the other side, 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. You can send me an email, chad@kfyo.com. Find me on Facebook and on Twitter as well. That's where the show continues all day, all weekend long. There's a lot to get into, including your calls today. But the third special session continues down in Austin. Transportation, the major bill that they're dealing with right now. But the possibility, there's always a possibility, I guess, that Governor Rick Perry could add a few other issues to this call. And in fact, there are quite a few people who would like to see campus carry added to this call. And joining me to talk about that, the Director of Public Relations for Students for Concealed Carry, Kurt Muller. Good morning, Kurt. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Thanks for coming on today. Students for Concealed Carry, this is a national organization, right? This is not based in Texas. Y'all are all over the place.
Yes, we're principally based on online, and so we have our state directors in various states, and we focus on the entire nation, but of course Texas has our attention at the moment.
Right, and you've got a third special session right now. What is your organization doing to, try to maybe lobby lawmakers or get pressure on lawmakers, or maybe to put pressure on Governor Rick Perry to during the special session, a call for campus carry to be added?
Yeah, well, Governor Perry has previously expressed support for campus carry on a number of occasions, including earlier this year. And we feel that with him saying that he's not going to seek re-election, that this would be an excellent opportunity for him to actually put some effort behind that. Well, we currently have a member of the Senate who is drafting a proposal on our behalf. We look to have that introduced next week. So things are moving along in terms of getting our proposal introduced. But it would have a much better chance of passing if the governor and lieutenant governor would get behind it and show some strength. And we know this proposal has support. At various points, it has passed both the Senate and the House of Texas. So it's just an issue of leadership showing political will to actually get it done.
What kind of bill are you looking for, do you think would be the best? You brought up the fact that it has passed before, at least in different versions. It's passed. One of the latest versions that came up was possibly allowing the presidents of the universities to decide and opt out of campus carry. Is that something that people should settle for, or should it just be law of the land that if you've got a concealed handgun permit, and the majority of students on these college campuses would not have CHLs, this is mainly aimed at visitors and professors and staff members on those universities. Which version are you looking at that would be the best?
Well, you're absolutely right. In order to get a concealed carry permit, you need to be 21 years of age. So we're not looking at college freshmen. We're looking mostly at graduate students and professors, faculty, staff, and visitors, as you've said. Ideally, we'd like to have carry in academic buildings, which is currently the law in Colorado and Utah and some campuses and other locations as well. Allowing the college presidents to make the decision is certainly better than a law that says it's a flat-out ban, but we think that most of the campus presidents would choose to opt out because they are unfamiliar with firearms and they think that their campuses are a perfect little world where no harm can happen, but we just know that's not true.
Yeah.
So we would ideally like this to be an issue of preemption. It's just in the same way that, your local township shouldn't be able to pass a law that would interfere with concealed carry. We don't think campuses should either. I mean, can you imagine the frustration as a concealed carry holder in every town, every location, was able to opt out of concealed carry, I mean, your Texas permit would basically be worthless.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't be able to go anywhere. And it's the same problem with college campuses. We think there should be a uniform law.
How can people get involved?
People can get involved by visiting us on concealedcampus.org and facebook.com/concealedcampus. We have on there the contact information for the governor. We would encourage people to contact the governor and lieutenant governor's offices, as well as their state senator, and say this is an issue that's important to them and something they really want to get behind. And just to continue to be out there lobbying for firearms rights in general. Texas is actually not the leader in firearms rights. It's being left behind by a lot of other states, particularly this year. A lot of other states are passing legislation to reform and improve firearms laws, and Texas is nowhere to be found. So Texas really needs to stand up and show itself to be a leader, as it was previously in this area.
It seems like campus carry, it's overwhelmingly, it seems like in Texas, people support campus carry. How does campus carry play nationally, from what y'all have seen?
It plays to different degrees in different locations. It's basically parallel to how concealed carry was 25 years ago. When people were first considering, oh, maybe we should have concealed carry permits, and people were saying, oh, if we do that, you know, anarchy will reign. And it just didn't happen. So concealed carry on campus is basically the exact same argument that we were having 25 years ago on carry in general. And, you know, when it's been instituted, as I said, it's the law in Colorado, it's the law in Utah, and law in other states, you know, there's never been a single incident ever where a student who has a concealed carry permit has caused any kind of disruption with a firearm while on campus. So all these ideas that concealed carry students or faculty are going to be brandishing firearms and causing disruption in the classroom, it simply has never happened ever. And we can say we don't have to guess what will happen. We have the actual experience. So as we educate people and people get more used to concealed carry in their everyday lives, things tend to improve on campus as well. And, you know, we get better reception from some states than others, and we would expect to get a really great reception from a strong state like Texas. But for some reason, the governor so far has nowhere to be found, and we think that should be corrected.
Yeah. Kurt Muller, I appreciate your time today. One more time, how can people find out more about your organization?
Sure. It's concealedcampus.org, and you can also find us on facebook.com/concealedcampus.
All right. Kurt, thank you very much. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. 770-5790, toll-free 1-800-687-0790. So what do you think? Should Governor Perry add gun issues to the third special session? Transportation probably has to get finished or close to finished before he adds anything. Now, that's the major focus right now of Governor Perry and lawmakers down in Austin. But should campus carry be added? It was one of those big issues earlier in the year. Earlier in the year, it was a major issue for the governor and other lawmakers. But as of right now, and after the regular session ended, you haven't heard much about it. So would you like to see Governor Perry add campus carry and maybe even open carry to the special session? We'll go ahead. We'll take the break. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls, open line Friday. Anything that you want to talk about, feel free to call in and sound off. We'll be right back.